This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Spacey guitar with a country twang come together to form the sound of Blue Cactus. Their EP, Finger on the Button, was released on Monday, and with it, a special President's Day anthem. The Chapel Hill-based band is Steph Stewart on vocals and acoustic guitar, Mario Arnez on vocals and electric guitar. Steph and Mario, Blue Cactus, welcome. Good to have you here.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Steph, where does the name Blue Cactus come from?
Well, it comes from me making fun of Mario, which is one of my favorite things to do, probably. He has a really awesome Western wear shirt, and I was just trying to understand what was actually on it, though. And once I realized that they were cacti, and the reason I didn't get it initially is because they're blue. So I was like, oh, it's Blue Cactus on there. And as soon as I said it, it sounded really good to the ear, and it kind of fit our sound. And we agreed, which it's pretty uncommon.
Well, because you're always making fun of his wardrobe. I wouldn't agree with you that much either.
Yeah. We're both sad and prickly as a result.
So since we agreed, we knew it was a good choice.
But it turns out that Blue Cactus is like, it's not an uncommon name, and it helps when you play a club or a restaurant or something.
Well, there are many Blue Cactus cantinas across the state, across the country, as we found out, and that's become a fun thing to do on tour, to visit them.
Yeah. You still have the shirt, do you?
Oh, I do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll have you put that on for the next performance, but you're here now, and I'll ask you to play a song for us, will you?
We'd love to. We're going to play Quittin' Again. It's the B-side of the new EP that just came out.
I'm quitting again, nothing can stop me now. I'm beginning the end, the old times are new again. And low and high, don't know that I can tear the two apart. But it seems to me like it's time to start. Quit and again. Thank you.
Quitting Again. There's Blue Cactus live on the State of Things. You can see them perform tonight at the Pinhook in Durham or Saturday, April 18th in Raleigh at the North Carolina Cuegrass Festival. And that's at our website, stateofthings.org. Tell me more about that song, Steph.
Well, you know, we have a good friend who has quit smoking so many times, just back and forth. I mean, and that's the reality of what it's like to quit something that you're addicted to. And so it was kind of inspired by, again, sort of making fun of him because, you know, every month it'd be like, I've quit smoking again. But also just kind of recognizing how hard that is and really how hard we are on ourselves, especially around this time of year when we are trying to become the best version of ourselves at the beginning of the year, trying to, you know, go to the gym all the time and whatever the thing you're trying to do for the new year. So it's just sort of having a good time with that and being okay with slipping up, you know?
Yeah, well, and you got to slip up because you not making fun of people would mean no more music.
Yeah.
So there has to be something for them to, right, you to make fun of or you'd be out of songs. Your music, too, you know, ordinarily, I mean, I'm very, very much not interested in the way musicians categorize themselves or whether I've categorized them. But it is important when you go on tour, right? I mean, booking agents and clubs want to know what you do. And for you, sometimes that's a problem, is it not?
It's hard to pin down our sound in terms of like a genre, I think, because if we say we're country, which we very much identify with, there are like promoters and festivals, venues who will just be like, oh, well, we don't want country music. We just want Americana. And I'm like, well.
Where do you think that came from?
They are kind of in the same family. Yeah, they're all, yeah, you know, this is the roots of that tree here.
Yeah. Tell me about this song you're going to do. I think you play Finger on the Button, right? That's
yes.
That's on the EP. What? Tell me about that, because that's got a story, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That song was originally written back in 2017. We had been, you know, like a lot of other people, listening to WNC, a lot of NPR all the time, and every single day you're hearing some new headline about the current administration and whatever action they're taking that is really not representing our interests and a lot of other people we know, a lot of other people we don't know as well. Yeah, we're really fed up, and I don't know. We don't, you know, actively write songs of political nature, but it was just really something that I think was eating at us every day and just kind of came out one day.
Can we hear it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd love to play it.
Well, you got your finger drum a desk high, but you get some rest now. You ain't a been doing jig, except hang around the office and wait around for talk that's bound for behind your back. And you got your finger on the button, finger on the button. Ain't you been talking big about something? Penny roll a good, a cannibal cannonball, break a fun. Wag it till you're nothing but a finger on a button too. And you got your creamsicle complexion, pit for your erections. You laugh and talk at the end, dying to hover on the newsboy and cover up the bruise. Boy, your knuckle made a real shine. And you got your finger on the button, finger on the button. Ain't you been talking big about something? Penny roll a good, a cannibal cannonball, break a fun. Wag it till you're nothing but a finger on a buddy and two. Mm-hmm.
But you're balking in a beehive, talking at your behind. You tweet a bit tune or two. Now you ain't in a position to call it inefficient, boy. We ought to just deport you. And you got your finger on the button, finger on the button. Ain't you been talking big about something? Penny roller good, a cannibal cannon, ball break a fun. Wag a tell you nothing but a finger on a button too. Oh, wag a tell you nothing but a finger on a button too.
Finger on the Button, Blue Cactus, Steph Stewart, and Mario Arnaz going to be at the Pinhook in Durham tonight and at the North Carolina Q Grass Festival in Raleigh on April 18th. We've got it at our website, stateofthings.org. Well, you know, it's nice to know that listening to the news can inspire something creative, because often it inspires nothing but despair. Mm-hmm. So there you go. And in the country style. What, and also, you can tell us more about that record, either Steph or Mario, and the fact that some of the proceeds go to transplanting traditions, right?
Yeah. It was important to us to do something positive with the record, too, and not just use it as a, not only a platform to criticize Trump and his administration, but to give back to people who have actually been hurt by some of the policies that have been going through.
Tell us more about transplanting traditions for people who don't know.
Yeah, so transplanting traditions is a local farm. It's in Chapel Hill, and they provide land for refugees from Myanmar to come and grow food, which is particularly important for those people who like come from a land where farming is how they have their food. Like they just grow all their food, and so
it's not a commodity, it's a thing we do to live.
Yeah, you know, it's just a way of life. So it's basically in our backyard, and we wanted to just help out, you know, give back. So a dollar from every record sold goes to their program to help them buy tools or a new greenhouse, whatever they need.
I want to talk more about the music for a minute, because we sort of made this or looked at the distinction between Americana and country and all of that. But there is a very, if anybody is familiar with forms, they will say, oh, that sounds a lot like country to me. How do you approach the songwriting and the creative process, and what's kind of what's going through your head as you write a song? How much of that country influence, and where does it come from, I guess, make its way into your song? And then what do you do with it creatively?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do just consume a lot of music, and you know, a lot of it just comes pouring out without too much. I don't know that there's that much filtering that goes through.
So you listen to a lot of Americana and country.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think we just sort of maybe subconsciously even use songwriting a lot of the time as like a tool to process emotional experiences that we're going through individually or anything. It's really a type of therapy. And I think country music for me is just one of the most honest formats, one I'm most familiar with as well. I feel like, you know, they're songs from the heart and songs about the people and what we're dealing with. So it seems like a very fitting pair, you know.
Well, we are very happy that you shared it all with us. Blue Cactus is Steph Stewart and Mario Arnaz. You can see them perform tonight at the Pinhook in Durham. Saturday, April 18th, they're going to be in Raleigh at the North Carolina Q Grass Festival. And a dollar from every purchase of their EP will go to Transplanting Traditions, a community farm in Chapel Hill run by refugees to our country. And you can find out more at our website, stateofthings.org. I want to thank you both for being on the show. But first, I want to tell everybody that The State of Things is produced by Anita Rao, Amanda Magnus, Grant Hall of Mormon, and Katie Barron, as well as Josie Torres. Jenny Lawson's our technical director. Al Wodarski also engineered today's show. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, the music of Blue Cactus, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
think it's about time I come clean. Hardest part is settling. Think it's about time I got right with me. I've been becoming everybody I never wanted to be.
Oh,